Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, if you missed it, there was an absolute spectacle. I'd call it a debacle. An overt display of white ignorance, white privilege, white fragility, and oppression in the Oval Office today by our Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump. He was speaking with the president of South Africa, President Ramaphosa, and Donald Trump repeated over and over and over again claims of, quote, white genocide in South Africa. Now, genocide under the law is a specific legal term, but we don't need to parse it because there has never been any credible evidence of any such thing in South Africa. Now, after the fall of an overtly racially oppressive regime that did execute people based on race without due process, a system called apartheid, when South Africa restated its constitution, it did legalize the taking of land from Afrikaners without compensation. That is subject to judicial review. You know, due process. To invert the idea of oppression, to claim that those who have oppressed Black South Africans for hundreds of years are now the oppressed, is both offensive and factually wrong. Now, in the video, there were scenes of a rallying cry, "Kill the Boer." The Boer refer to Dutch and Afrikaans. Yes, that has been said, but that saying was popularized by a leader of another political party, not the political party of the president of South Africa that was sitting in the Oval Office today. And indeed, the African National Congress has disclaimed, disavowed, and condemned those statements. The president of South Africa in the Oval Office today saying, quote, "We have a multi-party democracy in South Africa that allows people to express themselves. Our government policy is completely against what he was saying." Trump ignored the man, flipped through pages, kept saying death, death, death. Now, have white South Africans been murdered in South Africa? Yes. But all of the statistics from South Africa show that they are not killed at a higher rate than Black South Africans. This is garbage. Now, if you want some actual information about South Africa, I did a little research. White South Africans, who comprise 7.3% of the population of South Africa, own 72% of the country's farming and agricultural lands. Black South Africans, who make up over 80% of the population, own only about 4%. South Africa is considered one of the most unequal countries in the world. The richest 10% of the population there own more than 85% of all wealth. Now, if the president of the United States wanted to engage in the complexities, in some of the corruption, in the current alliances that exist within the South African government, including some of the controversies that have plagued the African National Congress, then having that discussion would be warranted. There are complexities there. But what Donald Trump said in the Oval Office today was both factually incorrect and insulting to Black South Africans, and indeed, people of good faith everywhere, no matter what your race. Another fact. Since the end of apartheid, all data that I have been able to find has shown that the top 1%, the wealthiest of South Africa, have actually increased their wealth. This is part of the problem that is existing within South African government right now. They enacted truth and reconciliation. They enacted some version of reparations, but these things are not having a material impact on the welfare of the vast majority of Black South Africans. The question must be asked, why? But again, the allegation of white genocide is a lie. That is not occurring in South Africa. There is no evidence to support it. According to the World Inequality Lab, in partnership with the Paris School of Economics, as well as additional worldwide universities, including Johannesburg's University, a university out of Belgium, that's where I got the data for today from. And finally, I'll just say this, their analyses conclude that race is a significant, if not the significant factor in economic inequality in South Africa, accounting for 41% of all disparities, while education access and educational attainment account for only 30% of disparities. So yeah, does South Africa need to have some deep probing conversations about the post-apartheid legacy in South Africa? Yeah, but the manner in which Donald Trump conducted himself in the Oval Office today says nothing about that problem, but it does say everything about ongoing racism, white privilege, and white fragility, indeed, in the Oval Office today. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. This conversation continues. We're going to take your calls. We're going to discuss trauma as an intentional political strategy by our billionaire overlord Elon Musk and Donald Trump when we come back. Keep it locked, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.